Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Helping out those that have been ghosted, mm-hmm. Alex, Audrey, let's say hello to Jillian.
Hey, Jillian.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jillian. Sorry that you did not have a very good experience, and we're going to try to at least figure out what happened. Can you give us first the backstory, though?
Yeah. Usually I would brush off getting ghosted to just, you know, not having a good connection or that it wasn't right. Mm. I've been ghosted before and took it like a champ because I understood that he wasn't feeling it or had been given the signs that it would happen beforehand. But in this situation, I had no indication that he was going to do that.
Tell us about the date.
We got drinks together at a bar and truly had so much fun. We stayed for multiple rounds, played pool and darts as well. I mean, it seemed like we were both having a lot of fun and hitting it off, right? But After we left, he drove me home, and we have even ended up making out in his car for a while. Before.
Damn, look at you.
Yes, girl.
Yeah. there's absolutely nothing that happened that made me think that he wouldn't want to talk to me after. And he texted me after that he had fun, and when I got inside, I had butterflies and all that. But yeah, I mean, I just want to understand, but I don't want to be desperate and continue bothering him over text, and he's not answering, so want to know what happened.
Yeah. Well, Jillian, let's call Carmen and see if we can figure out what happened, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, hang on.
Hello?
Carmen, good morning.
Hey.
Booker, Alex, and Audrey with Mix 94.7. We do the morning radio show. This is going to be really crazy, and I hope you don't hang up because we really want to talk to you. But we've got Jillian on the phone, and Jillian's the reason that we're calling you because she had really nice things to say about you. You know, even a little kiss-a-kiss. But she's just really confused right now because she doesn't understand why she hasn't been able to reach you. So we thought, because that's what we do, that we would reach out to you and see if we can help get some answers. And if you're not interested, she's okay with that. She just wants to know why or what happened.
And on to the next, if so.
On to the next. No big deal.
Yeah, I get why she would be confused. I was honestly surprised that she didn't ask me why, but to be honest, I don't know if I would have told her the truth if she had asked. It's not bad. It's just weird to say, and I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, you know?
Okay. Jillian, I know this is awkward. Jillian, you definitely, no matter what it is, you want him to be honest and open about it, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Well, so when we matched online, you know, I couldn't see that she had a tongue ring. And I don't think I even realized until I was dropping her off at the end of the date.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that she had a lip and a nose piercing. And, you know, even those aren't usually something that I go for in a girl. But, you know, I decided to try something different.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was the tongue ring, I think, just kind of set it over the edge. Like, obviously, if I'd been crazy about her, like, none of that would have bothered me. I think that since it was so early into meeting her and I hadn't really, like, fallen or anything, it was just kind of easy to bow out.
Wow, and I'm shocked that bothers people still. The only thing that would bother me is a girl with split tongue. You know what I'm talking about?
No, absolutely.
That's the only one. That's like whenever you start doing body modifications, I know it's fairly popular, but I'm not into that.
Right, but you guys kiss, so I mean, clearly you knew that she had a tongue ring.
Yeah, after that point, I was so hyper aware of the rings and the piercings, and it was just like
too much,
not comfortable for me. Yeah. I even like felt the tongue ring at a few points. It just kind of freaked me out.
Jillian, do you have anything you want to add to this?
Yeah, I definitely don't want to be with a guy that would ghost me over piercings. That's kind of insane if you ask me. But I mean, I hope he finds someone with an unpierced tongue and doesn't ghost her.
That won't be hard.
Yeah. Tell him, girl.
Okay, well, good luck. You know what you want, and it's just not each other, and that's okay. But we wish you both the best and hope you find somebody.
Without a tongue piercing.
Thanks, guys.